Many New York Democratic leaders were quick to thank President Joe Biden for exiting the presidential race, but as endorsements materialized for Vice President Kamala Harris, not everyone was on board just yet. On Sunday, Biden announced he was dropping out of the race, and minutes later, endorsed Harris as the best candidate to replace him. As of Monday morning, Biden's homepage on X, formerly Twitter, was all about his endorsement of Harris, which also included an updated bio that said, "Ready to finish the job for all Americans." President Joe Biden's homepage on X on July 22, 2024 at 7:30 a.m. Photo. Supplied, President Joe Biden on X. Locally, the Brooklyn Democratic Party said it respects Biden's selfless decision to drop out of the election so that the party can focus on defeating former President Donald Trump and securing a Democratic-controlled Congress and Senate. President Joe Biden has steadfastly served as an exemplary public servant for the betterment of our country for over five decades. As our president, Biden has greatly advanced our nation forward, achieving immense progress uplifting all Americans through his historic accomplishments and astute leadership, said Rodney Sbichote Hermelin, the chair of the Brooklyn Democratic Party. Harris is a fierce fighter with a proven progressive track record, deep experience in the Oval Office, and the determined drive to defeat Trump at the ballot box, she said through a statement. As not only the first female, but also the first Black and first South Asian American vice president, Harris will continue to break boundaries and build a better nation leading the White House, she added. Governor Kathy Hochul also thanked Biden and called him an American hero, a true statesman, that will go down in history as one of the greatest champions of working families our nation has ever known. As Democrats, the mission is to defeat Trump in November, Hochul said on X. Kamala is a champion of justice who will fight every single day for a woman's right to choose, for middle-class families, and for the integrity of our democracy. I am confident she will deliver for New Yorkers and am proud to stand beside her, Hochul said on X. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also both publicly endorsed Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris. Photo. Supplied, the United States Senate, Office of Senator Kamala Harris via Wikimedia Commons. That said, there were many New York Democrats who decided to wait to announce on who they were backing to replace Biden. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the county owes a debt of gratitude to Biden for his decades of service, as the president and his team took us out of COVID, stabilized the country and restored the soul of the nation. Adams did not mention Harris in his statement sent to media on Sunday, nor did he endorse her on the several media appearances yesterday. From here, the Democratic Party must continue to put working people first and address their concerns about the cost of living, public safety, and our shared democratic values. I look forward to working with senior members of the party as we make our push towards November and ensure we address the concerns of New Yorkers and all Americans, Adams said through a statement. Several Brooklyn-based, national Democratic leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and U.S. Representative Yvette Clarke all thanked Biden, but also did not mention Harris by name in their most recent statements to the press or on social media posts as of Monday morning.